It could have been the T, but I think it was the L. You who are only vaguely familiar, summoned not as dream but afterthought, who passes in newly pressed shame, where are you going? I thought I knew you at first, almost as a memory fleeing through the schoolyard's jeering hoots, the shadowy catch-as-catch-can antics left over from boyhood. Almost I was certain when, ducking under the platform's awning, you lifted a hand to smooth down your hair and looked back as if struck by some small despising thing. Feeling the air and concrete go vitreous and frail, then broken against the sun's cold light, I said to myself, not here, not now. And your face dimmed to little more than an oddly pointed annoyance, stinging from time to time like a needle tongue. For a while, the L stop's heat lamp warmed me. A train came. I stepped on, forgetting it all, the heaped days, the childish malice, even the twisted honeysuckle thickets along that ditch where, as a child, I ran to hide.